What is the value of a dog's kiss? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is the value of a dog's kiss? We have a handyman, and he's got all sorts of problems at home. He comes here, and he brings his happy heart here, and the first thing that happens to him is he walks in the door of the monastery. Rex goes over and sits next to him and wags his tail as fast as he can, and Brian has to pet him. And Brian leans over and Rex gives him a kiss, and Rex says, "Now remember, no matter what problems you have, this kiss will take them all away. Just remember that no matter what worries are in your heart or what things are concerning you, that you just put them away and don't let it bother you." Now that was Sylvia duppishly dropping her knife on her plate here at breakfast time at the monastery. And she just does anything she can do to get attention. And of course, what happened? Rex looked up at her and said, now, don't be so fretful. Relax, relax. And so Sylvia put her hands over her mouth, and she said, oh, dear. And Rex says, now knock it off. I said be relaxed. Don't let it bother you. Relax. Don't let it bother you. Rex is always there with his loving kiss and his loving caring and his loving being. We had a lovely picture taken of the monks on monastery a few years ago. And in the front row was our beloved Heinz, who has just wandered off to another dimension. And sitting next to Heinz is Rex. And Rex cannot get enough of snuggling and huggling and kissing of Heinz. He lays his head back on Heinz's chest, and he lays his head back on Heinz's face, and he just snuggles him and snuggles him and snuggles him, and Heinz just can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. We never do. A dog's kiss is just a little emblem of what love really is all about and what our life is really all about. And if all of us could just be like the dog's kiss, be like Rex's kiss, not wanting anything, just absolutely giving unconditional love. How does a dog give unconditional love? He just snuggles in there and he just shows you that he wants you. Now, that's not to say that they cannot be cons. Rex just loves to con me. He comes up from behind me and he sticks his head between my legs in and he says, here I am. And in other words, take me off the leash and let me run around. And I say, Rex, you know better than that. You're not going to be running around until I say it's time for you to run around. And he looks up at me with those big, sheepish, loving eyes and he says, oh, come on, Dad, let me run around. And I said, no, I think you want to be with me. Did you know that, Rex? Did you know that you really want to be with me? You really like walking with me? You really enjoy my company? You really enjoy it? And he looked up at me and he says, I guess that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy your company. And so he walks along properly on the leash, and he didn't get a chance to give me his kiss, but he certainly gave me his point of view. Dogs are like that. People are like that. Everyone loves a dog's kiss. Everyone loves to be respected and honored and loved. If a dog's kiss can do that much good for you and for me, think what your kiss or my kiss can do for you and for me. We have our Om every morning here at the monastery. And we all stand in a circle and we say, Om, 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 Om. And then we say, I like me, 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 I like me. And then we say, what do we say?
I am peace.
I am peace. And then we say,
I am independently wealthy.
I am independently wealthy. And then we give each other a big kiss right on the mouth, and we say, I love you. And we mean it. We mean it with all our heart. And so we are trying to copy Rex's doggy kiss and its meaning with our loving kiss at home time. You can do it too. Just remember, a dog gives unconditional, and you can too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.